The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network. I'm not afraid, to
take a stand. See Live Off the Record with Shivago Lang is sponsored by Advantage Insurance, the Cleveland Clinic, Fidelity Bank Bahamas, RF Banking Trust, and Royal Star Assurance. You're not alone.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. So glad you could join us today. If you want to give us a call on the show, the numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316. 325-4259. You can text us at 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. We are live on Cable Bahamas, channel 969. That's the way my mother listens to the show. Or you can catch us on BTC Flow channel 612. That's BTC Flow channel 612. What are we doing? That's my question today. Like, what are we doing? In the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, what are we doing? That's my question today. The question itself is quite revealing because it will force us, if we think about it, to ask a couple of questions about the question itself. Like, what are we doing? We who? What are we doing? We always say the Bahamas is doing this, the Bahamas is doing that. We always say we as people this. But what do we mean? Who is the we doing anything? What are we doing? I mean, what are we doing? Is there really even a we that's doing anything? Outside of the government acting essentially on all of our behalf, is there any we in the Bahamas? Or is there the people who own the business and the people who work in the business? Is there, this family on the corner there and that family on the corner there, and you could hardly see that family acting as a whole, or this church and that church, and there's this denomination and that denomination, and there's this school and that school, and there are these people and them people. Is there any we in the Bahamas outside of the government, which is the one entity we could surely point to as acting as a collective for the most part? Is there really a we? Is it really fair to say, what are we doing? Is it really fair to say that we in the Bahamas are doing anything outside of when the government acts? And then you heard somebody text the show the other day to say, well, the government ain't really acting on our behalf because they didn't have a referendum to get our permission to do so. And so they assume that if the majority of people tell us we could do something, then we said we are doing it. What is there really a we outside of the government acting? Is any effort being made? Is there any effort being made to cause we, meaning all the separate, several parts of us in the Anglican Church, in the Catholic Church, in the Seventh-day Adventist Church, in the Assemblies of God Church, in the private schools, in the public schools, in the families in Grand Bahama, the ones in Long Island, Akron, and Crooked Island, problems? Is there anybody even trying remotely to get us to do anything together? Before we could even get at the question, what are we doing? Is there really a we? Somebody tell me, answer that question for me. Do you feel connected to anybody in this country other than your family members, your girlfriend, your boyfriend, or somebody close to you? Do you feel connected to this country as a whole? To the people of this country as a whole? Anybody? I'm asking a question. You want me to give you the numbers again? Text and call me. I want to find out. Is there really a week? We just came through independence. I celebrated 49 years of independence. Woo, sugar, sugar. We're going to approach 50 next year. And we talk about, oh, lift up your head to the rising sun behind the land. But we know what a land is. We know what the we know what the archipelagic geographic space of the country is. We know those of us who own passports, who born in the country, and all that kind of stuff. But are we? Really? I mean, we now, not a me, a we. Not a several me's, a we. Are we a we? Really? Do you feel that kind of bondedness, connectedness, unified, tied to these people you'd be walking up and around seeing almost every day? Not the ones you know. All the folk who make up the population of the nation. Is there really a we? Seriously? Do you feel it? Do you sense it? Is there even a we that makes you feel a certain inspirational tie and pride to this nation as a whole anymore? Is there really a we? Anybody gonna answer me? 323-6232. 325-4316, 325-4259. You can text us on 422-4796. Or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. Yeah, take your time. Take your time and think about it. I understand. I'm as serious as a heart attack today. What are we doing? What are we doing? I'm just asking for us. I'm not suggesting anything. I'm just asking. I'm trying to prompt an answer. Really want to ask you, is there really the Bahamas? I mean, theoretically speaking, yes, we know that to be true, right? Because the rest of the world recognizes that there's a place called the Bahamas, there's a people called Bahamians, so they recognize that, we know that. But they don't recognize that in the sense that they are here living the experience of us. They recognize it to the extent that, well, that's a nation, an independent nation. They got a group of people and so forth and so forth. You could go and visit them. But in terms of us who live this place, yes, we have a theoretical construct that there is such a thing as the Bahamas, Bahamian people. But I mean, I'm asking, do you feel a weakness about us? Do you feel a weakness? Do you feel it? Somebody? Anybody? I'm going to give you a chance to answer. What do you think? Silence for now. I am observing the frantic. Well, is it frantic? I'm observing the busyness of our nation. Busyness. I mean, really, if you look at the government, there's a lot of activity taking place, okay? And this isn't unique to this administration. It was the same as with the former administration and the administrations before that. There's a busyness, you know, activities are taking place. People are flying up and down throughout the country, flying up and down outside the country. People are talking about this being done, talking about that being done. They're in the parliament doing things, et cetera. So there's a lot of activity taking place. The business people are doing a lot of talking. Whether they agree with something or disagree with something, and they are doing a lot of things, and they, you know, there's a lot of activity taking place in the country. A lot of activity. My question is, to what end? What is the collective result we've seen from all of this. Now, you know, thankfully, human beings individually look out for their own interest, right? Thankfully, I'm going to talk about how that is a problem later on, but thankfully, human beings they tend to know what they need, they tend to know what they want, and they are out there pressing for it, so that somebody who lives in the society knows if I don't work, I don't make money, and if I don't make money, I therefore can't afford the things I need, like food and water and shelter and so forth. And so those people, understanding that, will go out and try and find work. And most of them in our economy, thank God, find work. Most, not all, not many, but most find work. Any, you could find a period in the Bahamian history, in the post-independent history of the Bahamas, where most people didn't find work, paid employment. Okay. And so people go about doing that. They want to entertain themselves, so they go about doing that. They like to hang out with family and friends, so they go about doing that. So people are pursuing their individual thing, right? And because of that, that activity, it would lead many to create entrepreneurial opportunities, so they go and make businesses for themselves that require employees and therefore can provide opportunities for the people seeking employment. They create wealth for themselves, and that wealth creates an opportunity for them to spend broadly in the society or outside of the society. And so the appearance of prosperity and success may abound in some spaces in the country. Why? Because of individual effort, because of individual press, because of individual ambition, because of individual enterprise. And largely, let me tell you, largely the consequences you see in this country insofar as economic activity is concerned, largely that consequence is because of the individual enterprise of the people of the Bahamas. You can believe that, right? Largely, it's not the government. That's not the government doing that. It's the individual enterprise of those people who have put up the franchises, put up the restaurants, put up the hotels, put up the retail stores, the wholesale stores, the car dealerships, and all these kinds of things. Those are individual enterprises that produce that, not the government. And that whole host of economic activity that follows and the prosperity that follows, all of that comes from individual enterprise. Now, that enterprise is made easier, not easy altogether, but easier. That enterprise is made more profitable because of the efforts of the government to provide that infrastructure necessary for that enterprise to take place. And so if the government didn't provide that basic infrastructure, those basic services, the constabulary, the public health services, the public safety services, and these kinds of things to create the kind of order in the society that makes it easier, people would still do the enterprise, you know, without that. But it would be much more difficult, and it would probably not be as successful. So then that government's effort creates an environment in which that enterprise can be pursued. But here again, it is largely, you know, a question of, you know, busyness, doing it, activities, so forth and so forth. And so here we are in this frantic pace of life, this hecticness of busyness of life in the country, and all this stuff is happening. All this stuff is happening. Is that the sum total of it? Is it that our frustration and complaint merely the fact that, like, in that busyness, some of us don't have the jobs? And if we had the jobs, that busyness wouldn't matter and it would be okay? Is it that, you know, some of us don't have the homes we would like, and if we had the homes we'd like we'd be okay? Like, what is it about in the end? If we got to a place where the Bahamas was what we wanted it to be, what would it be? Would we still be in this frantic busyness, but only satisfied that materially or what the things that we sought to do would be in that? Is that it? And what are we doing? What are we doing? Anybody want to help me? Help me figure this out? What are we doing in this country? I mean, we're very busy. We got these talk shows, we talking plenty. We got newspapers, we writing plenty. We got electronic media, and we are talking and doing plenty, right? We're busy. We're very active. What's the point? What exactly is the point? You got FNMs are frustrated because they're not in power. PLPs are happy because they are in power, but perhaps some frustrated because they don't have enough of the spoils of war. The COI, the DNA, they're not unhappy, they're not in power. Right? And so lots of people are unemployed, so they are frustrated because they can't make ends meet. Many people who are employed can't make ends meet. But if they could, would that be the sum total of it? Would everything be okay then? The government is traveling. For what? To what end? Prime Minister talking about climate change. To what end? Like, what is it about? What is it that we are seeking to do? What is the point of this national existence that we have? What is the point of it? Or is there no point? Maybe it's really just that you create a house called the Bahamas and you try to give it as much, you try to develop it as much as possible so that every individual Bahamian can strive in it toward their own personal hopes, dreams, and ambitions. Is that it? Is that what it was all about? Is that what it's all about? I mean, I'm asking. I'm trying to start a conversation around this. Now, I don't know if we can finish it today. I'm trying to start a conversation. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivaga Lang, your host. We're going to take a break, and maybe when we come back, some of you will have some thoughts on the mind. Maybe not. Maybe not. We'll be back after this break.
Everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm. Then you know that you're not alone. Holler if you feel like you've been down the same road.
When faced with an illness like cancer, we band together. And we at Cleveland Clinic in Florida have your back. From advanced cancer treatments to extra safety measures at all of our locations, we're with you on this journey. For every infusion and follow-up, for every step of the way, for every care in the world, Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. To learn more or connect with a local representative, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
How important collecting your money can be to the success of your business. Start your relationship with Fidelity today so that we can show you the many options available to you with our merchant services. From click and pay options online to merchant terminals and e-commerce options, we're here to help your business succeed. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit any of our branches.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. If you want to call us, the numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can text us on 422-4796 or you can WhatsApp us on 439-3043. Deputy Prime Minister says no winners in industrial action. Judge orders airport workers back to work. Long Island lines at LTIA. Long lines at LTIA. IRCA relaxing cellular market requirements for BTC. Bahamian tech entrepreneur plans to take fleet management software global. Company begins PVC pipe manufacturing in Freeport by quarter one, 2023. Investment attaches to be posted at embassy, says Prime Minister. October reopening for Club Med. Right? That's some of the headlines in one of the dailies. That's the Nassau Guardian. Right? Tribune, strikers told to get back to work. Police seek help in solving series of armed robberies. Special needs summer camp held at Beacon School. Fragile tourism faring long-lasting airport strike damage. Police probe slammed. $101,000 must be returned to Carpenter. $6 million startup planning to be full-scale in 2 years. Gator advances to 200-meter semis thrown into that. That's the Tribune, right? Those are the stories that are news in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. What are we doing? You get a sense of a collective movement in a certain direction? Do you get a sense of a sense that we are making our way out of what we were in? Do you get a sense that there is an unfolding optimism about the country, or an unfolding hopefulness about the country, an unfolding energizing of ourselves toward the production of some better way, place, space for us? Or do you get the sense that we are just like hustling hard as a group, as a people, individually just hustling, like praying, hoping things don't get no worse, but we don't have any control over making things better for ourselves, and largely we are at the whim and mercy of the winds of change of the world, and that we winging it. What are we doing? Is there even a we that you could identify with? We Bahamians? We the Bahamian people? Y'all get what I'm saying? What I'm asking? You live in this country. I live in this country. What you feeling? What you feeling? What are you feeling in your heart of hearts about ourselves, about this country, about where we are, where we're headed, you know, what is possible? But you don't have time to think about that because you're too busy doing just what I just said, hustling, trying to make it, trying to get by. Anyone? My own sense is that there is not a cohesion to our just relationship as a community of people. There's not a cohesion. We are very much an individualistic set of people that have seriously diminished our communal ties. That we don't see ourselves much more as a we. This is just my view right now. I don't have any substantial evidence for this, and maybe in time there could be some surveying that allows and helps us to understand whether that is in fact the mindset that we have. But my sense is that we have become more and more an individualistic group of people as opposed to a communal group of people. And that may be feeding the ability of our young people to, our young men in particular, to kill each other, to harm each other, to maim each other. Because it is much more difficult to hate and to hurt your brother or your sister once you see them as your brother or your sister than it is to hurt or to hate or to hurt someone who is regarded as the other. Communities, genuine communities where people see themselves as belonging to each other and as fond of each other and as liking each other are much less likely to have violence amongst themselves than communities that do not have the same thing. Even where families exist, for the people in the family don't like each other, violence is much more probable in that environment, notwithstanding the family ties, because it is not the ties that is going to bind them. It's the liking and being fond of and loving each other that's going to bind them. So my one view is that there is a disconnectedness about us, Maria. Like, bro, unless I really, really know you like that, unless you really, really my friend like that, dude, I ain't interested in the rest of y'all. I couldn't care less what you're up to. Hustle for yourself, do for yourself. Am I off? Maybe. It ain't like that. Maybe too. It ain't like that. In some of our family islands, and especially some of our family island communities, maybe they ain't like that. That's true. Some of our communities, and maybe that's why they don't have the violence and challenges that we see in New Providence. Maybe even some spaces in Grand Bahama, because there is much more community there. Right? Listen, I'm feeling a kind of way about this country. I am feeling a kind of way. I'm telling you, I could be dead wrong, but I'm just feeling the kind of way that in that first observation, that we are not a communal people. We don't like each other no more like we even used to. I'm not saying you hate each other. It's just they like you. You ain't like them. You use them. Ain't even a boy like you. Woo. Sugar. You's an alien. I like you. Why? Because you's an alien. Just because you's an alien. I like you. I like you, man. What do you say, bro? And you know, if you were somewhere in the world, if you were somewhere in the world, this was when I was in university, if you were somewhere in the world, and you hit up to a behavior, man, you felt like dog, like you home now. I am home. We could be far away, but me and you, he connected. We own now. This text says, so I wanted to talk about that aspect of it. For so long, even now, people have this mindset of busy drivers and disorderly systems that's unreliable, etc. I want to hear a respected and totally someone who no one would ever think ever used the system. Someone writing to me about my experience on using the public bus system, right? We were having that conversation. No problem. That's a different story. This text says, you're speaking the truth. Somebody believes that I'm hitting on a common note. This text says, good day. Not sure. Could it be because of the pandemic? As you mentioned yesterday, there is so much uncertainty, so people might be in survival mode. It's interesting. During the pandemic, people maybe relied on each other more because there was no choice. Actually, what I am talking about, I think predates the pandemic. I've spoken about this on a show before. So I think, and I think you might be right, I think that in the pandemic may have slowed this down somewhat and may have created some more community than we had before. But again, that was based again on the harshness of that circumstance. But this survival mode, no, this ain't new. Oh, no. They're saying you're the survival mode, been existing for a little while, but people been on that. I talked about on one show, the hustle, the great hustle. That is the Bahamian way of life now. But let's explore it some more. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shabbat Relang, your host. We'll be back after this break.
Hello? Can you show you something else, boy?
Who this is? Tamika?
You ain't even remember my name? Wildred.
Girl, I've been so busy. You still planning your trip?
Girl, and I can't wait. I right here online booking my car.
You dare planning trip. You vaccinated?
Girl, we had to. We ain't been nowhere since this pandemic started. Girl, and we got a 14-day vacation.
Best vacation ever.
Girl, are you though?
Well, I know you's gonna get the vaccine because you too like travel. When y'all get your vaccine?
Girl, long time. Because you got to get your first dose, wait, then get your second dose at least 2 weeks before you travel. Johnny get his vaccine and he 12. Even Grammy get hers. Child, and Grammy say she ain't get no money. But I see her hiding that under the mattress.
Child, let me send my list because I know you going shopping.
Keisha, don't play with me.
Vaccinate today, live tomorrow. A message by PAHO, WHO, Canada, and USAID.
Life is full of complicated things. Trading in the Bahamian stock market doesn't have to be one of them. As a BSIC registered broker, RF Stock Brokerage is your direct line to buying and selling shares in publicly traded companies like AML, Cable Bahamas, Doctors Hospital, and more. And with priority trading and the automatic deposit of your trade proceeds and dividend payments, with RF, you're going to love the way you trade. Get started today at rfgroup.com. RF, money at work.
I'm not afraid to take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone. Holler if you feel like you make it down the same
Come back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shabbat Rolang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. If you want to call us, you can call us on 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can text us on 422-4796 or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. Listen, I'm laying the predicate. A big word, eh? No big word, man. I'm laying a foundation for a point that I would like to discuss after the break. After the break, right? So I'm trying to hash out some themes and things prior to that because I want to point something out to us. Listen, you're born, you are alive in this world, and you're going to be active. That's going to happen, right? Whether there's a government or no government, it really don't make no difference. You're going to be active. You're going to do things, try and survive. That's the human instinct, the human impulse, right? You don't need no genius for that. A human, any species comes to this planet alive, and it is going to try to thrive. It is going. It will start with ensuring it can get water, food, shelter, protection, safety. It's gonna do what it has to do to get all those things. There's no genius, no education that's really required for that. Really, the genius and education we require is to maneuver this artificial construct we have created in these societies so that we can do some other things. But you're gonna try and survive. That's reality. So if we had no government at all, and we had 400,000 people on this planet, you would see a bunch of busy activity. It'd look different. It might look even scary, but you'd have lots of acting. So basically, when you come into a space, and the space we have come into is one called the archipelago of the Bahamas. That's the space we have come into, those of us who have been born here and who remain here, and those who have come, who have moved here to live. We've come into this geographical, physical, archipelagic space called the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, right? Now, I hear us say all the time, we have 700 islands and 2,000 keys, and I can tell you one thing, I have never seen evidence of that on any map. I have not seen a satellite imagery that tells me the Commonwealth of the Bahamas has 700 islands. Now, it may matter to your definition of islands, but I even believe there's not a definition of islands that could put 700 islands in the Bahamas. I don't know. I have done some digging about where that came from. And from what I could gather, that was kind of like an illusion we've been selling for a long time. We don't, to my knowledge, we don't have 700 islands and 2,000 rocks and keys in this country, right? But anyway, we are occupying this space. And basically, most of us are only occupying about 29 of the islands of the Bahamas, right? So this is where we are. We are on this space. We are going to have an experience in this space. We are going to have an experience. We are going to have an experience born of our individual enterprise, individual activity, etc. We are going to have that experience. There's no question about that. Where the collective comes in is, beyond our individual activity and enterprise, what is going to be the nature and quality of the collective experience we have? Let me give you an example of it. Let's get rid of every single road that exists in the paved road that exists in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, every single paved road, and then tell me what kind of experience you have in the Bahamas. I'm going to take that one example, and I'm going to hang it there, and let's ask you to tell me. Let's remove every paved road in the Bahamas. You don't like to cuss. You like to complain about all the potholes in the road, but let's remove all the roads, all the paved roads, and have no paved roads in the Bahamas, and have the exact same scenario we have right now, and tell me what kind of experience you'll be having in the Bahamas. Somebody go ahead and tell me. Let me read this text. These texts, where they come from all of a sudden? This text says, we, the majority Bahamian citizens, are abiding by the law, paying taxes, and allowing a government to make policies on our behalf. The we is that we still share some togetherness, though it shifts a lot. Not sure if it's a we-ness, laugh out loud. That's a good point. Yeah, that's a good point. But what you're talking about really is a shared activity we're doing. So we are paying our taxes. We are obeying the laws, but that's individual us obeying the law. Individual us paying taxes once and due. But that is not something that we are doing together. That's an accumulated something that we have been doing individually. That's different. And most times we're doing it because there's a big consequence to pay individually if you don't do it. So that can't constitute the togetherness I am talking about, or the we-ness I'm talking about. That is merely a summation of the individual activities being carried out by people. This text says, no, there is no we, it's a little. Jamaican, Chinese, Bahamians, and a whole lot of Haitians. Ooh, boy, the Haitians ain't gonna do it. You never get a letter on the Haitians, boy. Okay, so there's no we. The text says, what that union did to the country is a disgrace, and that union leader Ferguson should be ashamed of himself. All right? This text says, let me help you. Talk plain talk. Say what you want to say, because no one is understanding what you're asking. Okay, nobody's understanding. Okay? It's okay for you to say, brave them have no plan, and status quo remains. Yesterday, the union board brought you all back to reality. Let me tell you something. Your particular political bent is yours, no problem. But what you don't get to do, and I don't care how anonymously you do it, you don't get to lie on me. Let me use the word again, L-I-E. You don't get to lie on me. I never said that Prime Minister Davis has no plan. That's a doggone lie, okay? I never said any such thing. I, through the GPP, I invited our prime minister to present on a national development plan. I did so. So take your lie and use it to comfort yourself at night. But you are not going to be permitted to get away with spewing that nasty, narrow, partisan lie. Okay, Prime Minister Davis will never see a document that says, Shivago Lang said, oh, here a comment that there's no national plan. That's a big lie. What I do know is there is not a national development plan for the Bahamas. There is not. And the Prime Minister acknowledges this because he is reconvening the committee that was put together to create a national development plan. And there is only a draft one now. And if you don't like that, then I'm so sorry. I invite you to do something different. Unions ain't bring anybody back in the reality. Because we ain't made no deal with no unions. I did not, nobody else did. But the unions said they did on their own. Okay? This text says we are supposed to be working towards a common, loftier goal. But what is that for this country? That's a really good point. That's a really good point. That's our national anthem. Those words are in our national anthem. We are supposed to be working toward a common, loftier goal. And has anyone defined that goal? That's a really good point. Thank you for that. I really appreciate that. This text says, Mr. Knight, Bahamas is for foreigners. Wow. Our government's leaders ostracized, oppressed, and deprived original beings. Wow. The Haitians can come here and get free land. Can they? Free education, free healthcare, and open up shops. Chinese come set up shop and can be open 7 days a week, plus holidays. Got caught with cocaine and was allowed to go free. The Americans can beat up our police and get to go get no jail time. The ships can pollute our waters. Wow, that's harsh. That's a harsh, harsh criticism of us, boy. Woo. Ms. Texas, Ms. Alina, I think all Black people need to govern themselves the same way they did under the UBP. Ooh, although I was not alive back then, my grandmother told me they were allowed to go to certain movies, work in certain places, or even go downtown. Now they want to stop traffic downtown. My conclusion is the white merchant class need to claw back power given to them. Oh, man. Something wrong with you. I ain't gonna lie. Yeah, you're probably just trying to be provocative, but bro. But you didn't live back then, so maybe you don't understand. But I don't know how many would agree with you on that. But anyway, hey, that's your words. You want to utter them, go right ahead. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're going to take a break for news. And when we come back, we will continue our discussions. We'll be back after news.
Take a stand, take a stand.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. Numbers to call the show if you wish to do so are 323-6232 or 325-4316. Or 325-4259. You can text us at 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. That's 439-3043. So let's see if we can pull a couple of things together here, right? So I talked in the first hour about the fact that there's so much individual activity going on. That is as it should be, because people have to do what they have to do to look out for themselves. That's reality. Okay? The bulk, the very bulk of activity in a society is going to be on an individual level, people pursuing their individual enterprises. I love when I'm traveling or when I'm even at home, I just love, as I see the cars all over the place, as I see people moving up and down, I'm constantly thinking to myself, okay, look at all these individual thousands of people doing their thing. So whether you like where they're going or know where they're going is irrelevant. They know where they're going. And they must be going someplace because they feel they need to or want to go there. And so that's what's happening on an individual. Nobody's directing them to do so. Nobody's forcing them to do so. In a free society such as ours, they are doing their thing. And that's going to be 80%+, I think, of all the activities taking place in a country. And so you have no control over that. We shouldn't even expect to have control over that. That's the beauty of being in a free country, is that you get to do your due, you get to do it your way. And so all that individual enterprise, looking out for yourself, looking out for your family, looking out for yours, that's going to happen. That's the bulk of any society. You can't dismiss it. However, though, You have to ask yourself this question. As people are having their individual experience in a society, in a country, is there any expectation or desire or benefit to enhancing that experience by their recognizing that they are a part of a whole and actually participating with others in something that promotes that wholeness, that collectiveness? Let me see if this might help point you to what I'm saying. In a family, every individual could basically be doing their own thing. And we know that in many families, especially modern families, that's exactly what's happening. You walk in that family, in that home, the children are on their game consoles. The mommy might be doing something, whether that's domestic or not. The father's doing something else. If their lives as a family only consisted of the individual things that they were doing, they might still have an okay existence. But isn't it true that that existence is enhanced by the things they get to do together, whether that's watching TV together, eating together, taking a walk together, going by the beach together, going on vacation together? Isn't it true that their experience is enhanced by the memories they make and the enjoyment they have in their collective experience? That there is something that happens to them when they are together building their family home. That there's something that happens when they are renovating their family homes, or when they are adding a piece, or when they are doing, there's something about that collective experience that is not only going to enhance their experience as a family, it is going to help them be stronger as a family as well. Is that not true? Before I go on, you tell me, am I lying? Is that not true? That everybody doing their own thing in a family is maybe okay, but not the best way, because it doesn't make the family stronger, it doesn't enhance their experience as a family, and doesn't make them feel more proud and happy about being in that family. It does. And I think every single one of you can, like, the way you feel, family, the way you experience your family and the way you feel about your family right now, this very minute, is a matter of the collective experiences y'all have had together. If that experience has been bad, with lots of fights and rows and kicking up and stomping and carrying on, you don't feel very good about your family. But if it has been about some good family gatherings, Sunday dinners and evenings together and playing domino and playing checkers and playing Connect Four or playing Scrabble or playing some other games and so forth and so forth. Those things enhance the family experience and also bind the family together even more. Well, in a nation, might not the same thing be useful? That while we are going to be about our individual business of feeding ourselves and clothing ourselves and sheltering ourselves and educating ourselves and doing our vacations and entertaining ourselves, isn't it possible that there is something helpful and useful in having some shared experiences as a Bahamian people to both enhance our experience of the country, to actually imbue us with more fondness for the country and also for each other, and thereby strengthen our bonds and ties to each other, so that we don't have people who so easily can talk about us and them, who so easily can jump into their PLP shirt, an F&M shirt, and this shirt, and dismiss any discussion we could have, because all life is for them is their party and their politics, their religion, their ethnicity. But because of the shared experiences, enjoyable, meaningful, fulfilling experiences collectively, they see us as part of them, even when we disagree. Even when we disagree. And then they could rise above that disagreement and say, well, he's my brother, he's my sister. And they, listen, man, it's all good. Some people can't do that. You watch this on these shows, these talk shows, you see it every day. I will sometimes listen to one show, and he's trying to express a most profound point. And there are some people who just cannot approach that point. It happens on my show too, on Dwight's and other people's shows. They cannot get past that. They cannot view that point from anything other than an F&M, PLP, DNA, COI point of view or perspective. They can't do it. No matter how they try, they can't do it. And they will do all kinds of gymnastics to try and get beyond even the most reasonable point, because it don't accord with their politics. You know why? Because they have not developed a fondness for the country beyond their fondness for their party yet. Can't do it. They have not been able to bond to the people of the country sufficiently. I'm not saying all together, but sufficiently to see beyond their own prejudices and biases and be able to rise to that level. In some circumstances like that, you take me. I was talking about Brave Davis during the election campaign. I expressed my observations of him as a person insofar as his affability is concerned. F&M, some F&Ms, berated me for it. I was barely helping him. Right? But they can see that I could see that beyond the politics that I may share, if I make an observation of somebody that they have good qualities, even if that person is opposed to me, I still can make that observation. I can make observations about his weaknesses and his strengths. I can make observations about the strengths and weaknesses of the former prime minister, as I can of the Mr. Ingram and so forth. Why? Because my allegiance to them as people, my fondness for them as people transcends any allegiance I might have to a partisan political point of view. Same thing with a person who is of Haitian descent or a Haitian. I cannot be so prejudiced about any human being, any Haitian, that I can only see negativity in respect to talking about them, like some people do. Can happen. When you have a fondness for people and their humanity. And so, beyond our individual pursuits, listen, man, make your money. God bless you. I hope you make as much as you can. Make your home. I hope you make as great a home as you can. Make your food and make your entertainment and do what you have to do individually. But I am saying that if all we do in this country is do our own thing and have not occasion to do things that build the bonds of community between us, we are not building a nation that is loftier. We are not, in fact, I will tell you, we run the risk of building something that is so fragile that given the right time, space, and occasion, something will easily rip it apart. See, in good times, you think you know the person you're with? You think you know the friends you have? You think you know the partners you have in business? In good times, you ain't know them. Good times don't reveal them. You know when you find out what they made of? When it gets difficult, when it gets hard. Because when it gets difficult and hard, your most base survival instincts kick up. And then you will see what people have to draw on in that moment. Then you will come to know, it's like that now. It's like that. They had, during slavery, they had slaves and slave owners who basically got along, you know. They got along. But when the slave started to get some education and was competing for perhaps some opportunity that the slave owner's child could have, especially where freedom was looming for the slave, all of a sudden now the relationship ain't so hot. Ain't so good no more. What? You competing with me? You might take something from me? You always know people when they listen to me. You want to find out if somebody really for you? When something good happens to you, look for micro expressions in their response to that good happening to you. Don't look for no macro expression. They can hide a macro. You know, the macro expression is a big, ooh, shit, jumping up and down and celebrating for you. They ain't gonna do that. Look to see for that slight frown just before the smile comes. Like they've been hurt by the fact that you achieved something. That micro expression is more revealing about what they feel about you than anything else. You let something bad happen to you and you watch their expression. Oh, no, don't look for the macro expression where their face look like a little tear up, etc. You look for the micro expressions, the kind of ways and gestures of things that they do that suggest that they happy your backside in trouble. That's what happens. So in hard and difficult times is when we find out what we're really made of. And so I'm saying to you, if we would find out what the level of community cohesion is in this Bahamian state, when things get bad, that's when we find out. That's when we start talking about who taken from us and who taken away from us. Why we need to get rid of this one, why we need to get rid of that one. Because right about then, all your selfish instincts magnify themselves and express themselves in an us against them scenario. Let me explain something to you, right? I'm going to tell you this, some of you texting. If I give you one opportunity to send me a text talking nonsense and negativity, do not waste your time. I'm giving you some advice. Don't waste your time sending me another text because I'd be a fool to read your new text. All right? When you see me personally, I'm giving you an invitation. When you see me personally, you come and tell me what you had to say. But don't think I'm going to waste these good people's time reading your nonsense. Not twice. All right? Because you sound like you're having a rough time in the Bahamas and you really need to have something positive happen for you. And I trust and pray that it does. I really pray that it does. Because I know that's like. I know what it's like to be done in, to feel like nothing good is happening for you, to feel like your whole experience in the country is really odd and bad and so forth. And so what happens is in that pain, you will lash out. And I understand that, but don't expect people to give you a platform for that venom. That's not going to be helpful to you. What you ought to do is to think about and ask yourself, what is there that I can do to make my life better? What is there that I can do to make things better? That's what you really ought to do, right? Because spewing venom doesn't make you better off. In fact, all you're doing is making yourself worse off. All right? And I can't help you with that. So we need to be able to have some shared experiences to strengthen our bonds. And if there's one area in which I think we have our leadership has not been as strong, is this area. We have not been able to participate. And let me tell you why I say blame the leadership. Because the government really is the one institution that we can all look to in unified fashion for a collective directing, coordinating of us to do something. The government, you can't, the churches have many denominations, and notwithstanding there's a Christian council, that does not really represent a collective church push. So you can't really look to the Christian council in that way. They can do some things, but when we talk about the government, at any time, there's only one government of the Bahamas. One prime minister, one cabinet, one parliament. We have just one government. So if our government says, we want to have the people of the Bahamas participate in a project, and here is the project, then there is no question about like whether that's a multiple entity telling us what to do. That's the government. So the prime minister could say, you know, we have decided that we want the Bahamas to have 10% of all its land covered with certain kind of vegetation. That means that wherever you live, whether that's an apartment complex or a house, we would like 10% of your land to have this kind of vegetation. We are over the next 5, 10 years going to move toward ensuring that that happens. And we have supportive systems that we're going to help you as an individual family get that done. See, when that happens, now think about it. Now we are together working on a single project that we can all talk about together. Like, so when I see you, just how your project going, bro? Well, you know, I'm getting there. Still having the issues with this, that, and the next. Yeah, with me too, you know, but I have found that if you do this and the next, so now we have something that we can talk about together, collectively. It does something to bind us together. And the government can do that. If a government says, listen, we would like this generation to send a message to a generation 50 years from now, 100 years from now, the way we're going to do that is on every island, we are going to mount a monument to that generation with a message from this generation. And we are asking every single Bahamian to contribute, let's say $1, just $1, every adult Bahamian, $1 to that project. It's gonna cost more than that, but we're gonna fund the rest of it from taxpayer money, but we want you to have a contribution in. And we will put everybody's name on it and so forth who's contributed. Now we have a collective, so I'm not saying that's what you do, but I'm just saying it's a kind of thing that can be done. We might decide by 2028, whatever it is, we are going to have a Bahamian basketball Olympic team. And we are going to put our resources behind doing that. And we want Bahamians to get behind it by purchasing paraphernalia for that team and so forth that would contribute toward the funding and resourcing of that team so these guys could train fully and do the necessary and so forth. Now we have a collective something. It's a shared experience. Yes, we're doing the rest of our individual thing, but now we have a collective individual pursuit that binds us together. It gives us a sense of we-ness, of us-ness. Do we have such a thing today? Any such thing that 50 of us could get together in a single space and just talk about what we are doing? Anybody listening to Z Live? I'm Shivaga Lang, your host. When we come back, you could tell me. Maybe there is. We'll be back after this break. Take a step.
Storm, whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone. years, Advantage Insurance has provided coverage for your most prized possessions, offering insurance plans to cover your vehicle, home, business, and boat with customized options that work with your budget. Now, Advantage says thank you to all our loyal customers and business partners over the past 25 years. Call 356-0285 or visit Advantage Insurance on Collins Avenue today. When every dollar counts, count on Advantage. Celebrating 25 years of service.
Life is full of complicated things. Trading in the Bahamian stock market doesn't have to be one of them. As a BSIC registered broker, RF Stock Brokerage is your direct line to buying and selling shares in publicly traded companies like AML, Cable Bahamas, Doctors Hospital, and more. And with priority trading and the automatic deposit of your trade proceeds and dividend payments, with RF, you're going to love the way you trade. Get started today at rfgroup.com. RF, money at work.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand.
Ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shabab Alang, your host. I'm so glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. If you want to call, the numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can text us at 422-4796. That's 422-4796. Or you can WhatsApp me on 4393043. So the idea I'm trying to put forward here is, you know, when I started the show, I asked the question, what are we doing? What are we doing? And who is the we that's doing it, right? And so the idea that I hope has evolved is that we can mean as many of us as a people as can be, as many of us, and that we doing can mean we together trying to achieve something for the country, not our individual selves. Because if I ask you what you're doing, you know what you're doing. You're going to work, you're resting, you're going to play ball, you're going to play dominoes, you're going down the road. So you know what you're doing individually. The question is there anything that we collectively are working on together? And I think that it is necessary. Listen to me. I think that it's more important today for us to find some collective projects to work on. I think it's more important for that to happen today than at any time in Bahamian history. See, when Sir Lyndon Lewis achieved majority rule, building the institutions of the Bahamas became a very clear and visible something for us to collectively do. So it's because they had a nation to build, to fill in with some institutions. So that was helpful. That was useful. And it did create a sense of pride in the country as we did so. We had to produce a flag. We had to produce a coat of arms. We had to produce an anthem. And all these things, these points of pride that made us a cohesive people, and that helped. That helped us for generations. That helped us. Now we have a brand new generation of people that are not so easily tied to anything that is collectively, proudly ours. Outside of what the Golden Girls have done and the Golden Men have done, and so forth and so forth, we haven't had those kinds of experiences, and I think we need them now. We need them. And you know what? I think that Prime Minister Davis has the comportment, has the kind of demeanor to help deliver on some of those things. I do. You know what I mean? Don't come across as a hard soul, you know? He's an affable person. He can But we don't. I mean, I've been asking. I asked you before we went to the break. If you know of something that we are together working on, please text me. Text me 422-4796. What's happening? 439-3043. Call me 323-6232. 325-4316 or 325-4259. Text me, call me, tell me, Shibaba, you missed this. This is what we're doing. Tell me, give me a project. Give me a goal that we are collectively seeking to achieve. Give it to me. See, that is different than the FNM's manifesto or the PLP's plan. That is different. What the government says is because here's a subtle distinction some of us don't get. And we might look at this. We have governments that continuously tell us what they are doing for us. Think about what that does to your mindset. This is what the government is doing for us. So when the government doesn't do it for us, we say the government has failed us. We get upset with the government. And therefore, we now need to punish someone. And so many election comes, we punish someone. If the government does something for us, we say, oh, look what our government has done for us. And so we're happy with that. And we say we reward them at election time because they're doing something for us. They are improving our roads. They are getting us jobs. They are doing this for us. That does not grow your togetherness. That does not grow your community. Because what happens is, at any time the government is doing something for you, there's an administration that is at the head of government that is a partisan political group. And so what you see is the people who support that group being proud of what the government has done for us, and the people who are against that group being sad because they're trying to get rid of them. But now, if we have something that we have agreed to participate in and do together, if we succeed, we succeed. If we fail, we fail. But in the success or the failure, we have a shared experience that could bring us closer together and strengthen our bonds. Because we're doing it together. Right? Now, think about it now. 80% of what you do, you're going to do on your own. That's on you. That's you and your family. Nobody get in the way of that. And we don't want nobody to get in the way of that. That's you live in a free society. And you should do your duty. We're talking about picking some stuff that we get to do together. There are projects. There are things that we can define for us to do together, for us to participate in. We can do that, right? We can do that. We can get together and participate in a project. We might decide we want to develop X number of let's say, cyber security experts in the Bahamas over the next 10 years because of the robustness of the digitization of the planet. And so we decided, listen, man, 100, 200 young Bahamians fully qualified and trained in that way. The funding for that requires X amount of dollars. And we might decide, listen, to ask the Bahamian people directly to contribute to that fund to get that done over that period of time. Every year or 2 years where somebody is certified and graduated that way, those people get to say, look at what we did. Not what the government do for us. Look at what we did. And that does something to your pride. It does something to your sense of community. It does something to your optimism in your country because you are empowered to do something for yourself. Right now, we live in a Bahamas where basically this is how we have decided it goes. I'm sitting around, like I'm doing my thing, right? I'm doing my thing, but largely I'm sitting around asking them, what you doing for us? Basically, that's the question. And I'm waiting to see what you doing for us. What are we doing? Remember the question? What are we doing? Can we have that conversation right now? I've been asking now for almost an hour, and I've not gotten one single text, one single call. And some of you, you're always eager to call. You're always eager to text, even if it's just a criticize. But you cannot text me and say, "Yeah, we're working on this project together." Imagine that. A whole country. If you can't tell me what we are working on together. Truth be told, this has been the case for a long time. Just Davis administration. It's been the case for a long time. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Yes, good evening, sir.
Hi, how you doing?
Heard back. You know, I feel that we should work together on the collective social well-being of everybody in this nation.
You know, Hold on. I thank you, but I want to take it slow. I'm not going to cut you off. I want to take it slow. What do you mean by that, though? Because that's very vague. What do you mean the social well-being? Like, give me an example of what that looks like.
Yeah, like the Prime Minister talks about dignity and housing and wages. We need to work on it collectively, depending on the government to do it for us. Many of us are disciples of Milton Friedman. You know, but there are a few among us.
I want you to help you. You've raised a very good point. So you think, let's stick to housing. Housing is an area
You don't need the government for it.
Yeah, so housing. Okay, so housing is an area where you think we could have a goal that we can work on together. Okay.
Right, the government could help us to tax credits. We could work on lobbying the government together to give us the things that are necessary.
Fantastic. Thank you, man. But you see where that could make a difference, where we are collectively working on some housing goal, right?
Yeah, see what I realize, man. We like to get political and things, right? But we all are the same. All of our leaders are basically the same. I mean, their persuasions are the same. Their politics are the same, really. They're just red and yellow, but their economic policies are the same, basically.
Okay. When we really
get to the social well-being. See, the poor is not going to do things with the rich man collectively if they are not doing socially well themselves. That's not going to happen.
Okay.
Anyway, thank you much.
Appreciate it. Thank you for calling, man. Thank you. Appreciate it. Okay, so, yeah. So you can have a project. What you could decide you want to... you want to enhance home ownership, and you can decide that one way to do that is by putting more equity into home building so that more of us volunteer to help people build their homes, so that maybe you put 20%, 30% equity, sweat equity into it, and so that person therefore doesn't have to now have that 20% cost, 30% cost. Yeah, I'm just saying, it's something that will be driving our collective participation so that community and nationhood and unity becomes more real because of our participation. So thank you. I appreciate it. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're going to take our final break, and then when we come back, we will continue our discussion. We'll be back after this break.
We'll be right back.
how important collecting your money can be to the success of your business. Start your relationship with Fidelity today so that we can show you the many options available to you with our merchant services. From click and pay options online to merchant terminals and e-commerce options, we're here to help your business succeed. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit any of our branches.
I ain't marched the car. The lady run into me marched the car.
I hope she had insurance.
If she had insurance, she hop out, pull out her phone, pull out the Royal Star Assurance app, and bang, she was on a video call with an RSA rep, sending pictures of her damage, my damage, filing a claim on the spot.
For real? Our insurance have that kind of app?
You gotta go to RSA for that.
Download the RSA app today, or visit rsabahamas.com to submit your claim online. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, quality.
Live. I'm Chicago Line, your host. We're so glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. For these remaining moments of the show, you can call us on 323-6232. I got some feedback. Producer Animal's on one. 325-4316. Or 325-4259. Or you can text me on 422-4796. Well, I don't know what's going on. I didn't have this whole show. I didn't change anything. She's gone? She's gone. No, she ain't quite gone yet. She ain't quite gone. I don't know what's going on. Now she's gone. No, she's still there. You can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. So, I really feel like the Bahamas right now, like many a nations, is in a hustling place. And things are not good. I mean, when I mean economically speaking, it's a strain, a real strain, a challenge, born of Dorian, born of the pandemic, born of a number of things. And when the money ain't right, man, people is getting a survival mode. You kind of hustling and it's frantic. And what happens is in hustling and survival mode, you get very individualistic. And people in survival mode and individualistic don't achieve the most results, because to get the best results, you have to work together on some things. Some efforts require a group participation. In any event, when things are tough, you want to keep people together, but don't pulling apart ain't good. When things tough, pulling apart ain't good. Keeping together matters. Listen to me, folks, family. And things tough, try to stay together. And the rough, try to stay together, man. Many hands make light work. So I think that where we are now, it would be helpful for us to have mounted some projects, some things that represent direct participatory things that Bahamians can do together. Now listen, I ain't no fool. Some people ain't gonna be on board with that. What's the problem? No problem, let them be there, let them do them. Some people in seeing, oh, that's nonsense. Okay, carry on. You ain't gonna win everybody to a cause. You're not gonna get everybody on board. They ain't never having Jesus at 12 one getting betrayed. You ain't gonna ever get everybody on board. You know that. So that's okay. You got to be open. That's okay. What you're trying to do is get as many as are willing to get on board. And people who grudgingly don't want to get on board, I tell them, listen, man, listen, don't hurt yourself.
Do not upset yourself. You don't want to do this? Hey, that's okay. I can tell you one thing. Success is great success. And many people don't get on board until the board moving. Ah, now that go, boy, she coming. Oh, yeah, child, I was always for that. So it's not a problem if everybody doesn't get on board. But the more we get people, we get on board, the more people we can have, get closer to each other, work with each other, feel better with each other, the better off the country will be. The better off the country will be. You hear me? Better off. We don't need divisiveness. We don't need disunity. We need togetherness. And I'm not being... I'm not being touchy-feely about this and flowery. No, not at all. I'm being very serious. Even in the church, realm, they should mount some collective projects. How have a collective evangelistic crusade for a couple of months? How would you do that? How would you do a collective family enhancement set of promotional shows on the radio for a couple of months? How would you do it? So it collectively. The Anglican, the Catholic, the Baptist, and all of them come together and do it and spend some money doing it so it can be done well. How about that? I mean, you know, Jesus said, right, by this shall all men know that ye are my disciples because ye have love one for another. When he was getting ready to go up to heaven, he said, Father, make them one, even as you and I are one. Let them see you all together. Let them see you doing projects together, inviting people to do things together. How about you in the church, invite the families to join you in a collective set of what, let's call it family meals of faith. Family meals of faith. So you decide, listen, for the next 30 days, you could decide, because we must be realistic, we could decide on that. Maybe it's a Tuesday, on a Thursday. We are going to have families have meals together around discussions of faith at a certain time, whether that's 6 o'clock or 5 o'clock or wherever, 6 o'clock, whichever is appropriate. And we are going to actually invite you to have them, those meals, around a Zoom scenario, not so you could talk to each other, but so you could see each other. How about something like that? Can you imagine that? Can you imagine that? Something for a whole group of people to talk about in the context of their faith that's not divided around the issue of, well, that ain't my denomination, that ain't my... So what? It's around the universal Christ, who is the center of the Christian faith. How about that? Can I get an amen from a preacher? this text says, this text says, good day, Mr. Lang. First timer, I would just like to let you know that you are on point with the subject that people rejoice when your back is against the wall or when you're not doing well. The only person you can depend on is the Lord Jesus. Thank you. This text says, good day. I don't think we have such a project at this time, but it would be something that would truly elevate the Bahamas to a new level. We should keep this sub-project simple so that a wide as possible cross-section of people living in the country and out of the country can participate to ensure a measurable outcome is achieved. I like the idea of becoming a greener society. I agree with you. I keep it simple. I agree with you 100%. As Tech says, we are working on figuring out if you work today. You're working. This is a lie. This is not a rebroadcast. It's not a rebroadcast. This is a lie. It's back said we need to work on unity. Okay. So yeah, just so you know, this is a lie. Listen, when we do rebroadcast, they always say at the beginning of every break, it's a rebroadcast. So you don't have to guess, right? We always say so. This Texas, we need to work on unity. I agree with you 100%. This Texas, Chicago, the last caller make a lot of sense. I remember years back, people used to help one another build their home, help one another when it is your time, everyone get together and help the other. Yeah, yeah. In fact, Amish communities and the like tend to do that too, you know, to help each other build their homes and so forth. So I agree. I think it's a fantastic idea, right? So the point is that if we can engage that kind of collective project, see, and it has to be something at the end of the day where the result is manifest. People have to be able to walk past the thing and regularly see it so that they could say, look at what we did. You don't want something that is abstract and in somebody's head and, you know, different people got different memories of it. You want something tangible that people can literally say, yes, we did that. Look at those young men. Look at those young women who have passed through that program and have succeeded. And you want something tangible. We can do that. In this 50th anniversary of independence coming up, we could do that as a part of the 50th anniversary. Tie this country together. Encourage this togetherness. Again, I say, I'm not trying to get in all your life, man. You can be doing your thing and doing your due 80% plus of the time. Maybe just that little 20% becomes the time where you are contributing to, providing some input into some tangible thing that we are doing for ourselves. Maybe it's an environmental project. Maybe it's an infrastructural project. Maybe it's a social project, right? Something. Maybe it's an economic enterprise. Something that all of us could have a part in. Keep it simple, for sure. Keep it simple, for sure. But ensure that it's something meaningful so that people can feel that they have done something together significantly. That's my only point. Because I feel like things been hurried. Like we all over the place. Doing our individual thing. We're not the ant community. You know those ants? They look frantic. They are working together to do and achieve one thing. But that ant, that moat, that hill, they building and that stuff that they're doing, they are working with the queen to get that community of theirs to produce what it's supposed to produce. Everybody know their role and part, and they're doing what they're supposed to do. No questions asked. Maybe we can find a way to do the same thing. And I think it will enhance our experience as a people in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas beyond our individual experience. You've been listening to Z Live. I'm Shabbat, I'm your host. I trust you have a great evening. God bless you. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. God bless you.
Stand, take a stand, everybody.